Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. City officials have announced charges against a 68-year-old driver who they say struck and killed a CHOP doctor riding her bike last Wednesday night near Rittenhouse Square. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, the driver surrendered last night to police.
Authorities say Michael Vahey was driving more than 50 miles per hour down Spruce Street last Wednesday around 7 when he veered into the bike lane and struck and killed Dr. Barbara Freitas, an oncology doctor at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Prosecutor Joanne Pescatore says Vahey's blood alcohol content was twice the legal limit at 0.16.
He was traveling at least 57 miles an hour when he struck Dr. Freitas. He also almost struck another pedestrian as well.
He's now facing homicide by vehicle while driving under the influence, involuntary manslaughter, and reckless endangerment, among other charges.
Vahey has no prior criminal history or recorded arrests of driving under the influence. The death of Barbara Freitas intensified calls from bicyclists to improve safety measures across the city and put the mayor on the defensive for budget cuts. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more.
As DA Larry Krasner announced charges against the driver who killed bicyclist and child cancer doctor Barbara Freitas, advocates renewed calls for concrete barriers, raised bike lanes, and more designated bike lanes to protect them from cars. Jesse West of Neighborhood Bike Works says the barriers will save lives.
These measures can significantly reduce the risk of accidents and make our streets more safe and welcoming for cyclists.
Nicole Bernay, a director at the Bicycle Coalition of Greater Philadelphia, which has been critical of budget cuts to the city's Vision Zero strategy to prevent traffic deaths, says,
"We are once again asking our city officials, decision makers, to invest in Vision Zero and build protected bike lanes, real protected bike lanes all over the city."
Mayor Sherelle Parker says she simply moved some of the money to the streets department for measures such as speed pads for slowing traffic in high crash areas. She told reporters she and the city are committed to Vision Zero. Charges have been upgraded against a father and his girlfriend in the death of a 12-year-old Chester County girl who was found emaciated. KYW's John McDevitt has the story from Westchester, where prosecutors held a news conference.
Chester County DA Chris De Berenes-Arobe says the charges have been upgraded against 52-year-old Rendell Hoagland and his girlfriend, 45-year-old Cindy Warren. They are charged with first-degree murder, second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and hundreds of related offenses for the torture and death of Hoagland's 12-year-old daughter, Melinda. She died in May. The district attorney says detectives uncovered hundreds of pieces of evidence in this case.
The evidence shows that these defendants communicated regularly about how they were going to terrorize Melinda. She was subjected to physical and psychological torture.
The DA says he intends to pursue the death penalty. Authorities say the couple also starved Melinda, who was just 50 pounds when she died. Hoagland and Webster remain in custody without bail. Many drivers reported having car problems after filling up at a Wawa in Richboro, Bucks County recently. The company acknowledges that there was a fuel equipment issue. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Richboro.
The Wawa we're talking about is here on 2nd Street Pike at the Addisville Commons Shopping Center. Connor Lenahan tells NBC 10 he filled up here last Thursday, and the next morning something was wrong.
I went to start my car and it wouldn't start. It took like 3 or 4 attempts to start, and then when I did get it on, it was very, very jittery and it was having some problems accelerating.
Lenahan's mom posted about the problem on social media, and around 35 people said, yeah, they had the same problem. The Lenahans took the car to the shop, and many others did the same. Milovoy Brothers Richboro Automotive, for example, has been swamped, says owner Greg Milovoy.
A thorough examination determined that the fuel inside these cars was definitely contaminated, and a very extensive repair had to take place to correct it.
Costing people anywhere from $3,000 to $4,500.
In a statement, Wawa says there was an isolated equipment problem on one of the tanks, and they immediately worked on a fix. The pumps have since come back on. Wawa does have a fuel guarantee, so anyone with problems can submit a claim online and include proof of purchase and the invoice from the shop. SEPTA is rolling out a way to pay for a ride without having to unlock your smartphone. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
For 9 months, SEPTA riders have had the ability to pay fares using their Apple Wallet by holding their phones near the validator. Until now, riders have had to wake up their phones or open an app to pay. But SEPTA is now launching Apple Express.
It will allow you to automatically pay even while your phone or watch is locked.
SEPTA Chief of Staff Liz Smith says the new function will let you approach a turnstile or board a bus and hold your locked phone in one hand to pay.
It allows you to just simply walk up, put your watch or your phone right near our validator, and it will automatically take that payment out in the same way that contactless works today.
Users have to enable their iPhone's Express Mode function first. Smith says SEPTA Key users should keep their cards away from the validators to prevent double charges. Apple Express should be available for bus, trolley, and subway fares by August 9th. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.